Welcome back to the Gilded Time Traveler. I have missed you guys. So I probably sound a little different. I had some work done to my mouth. I have braces. I'm trying to get used to them. I really can't. But we're going to start off season two. It has been a month since I have been able to record, you guys. Like I said, I miss you guys. And we're going to start season two. I feel like it's an appropriate time. We're going to change things up a little bit. So I want to take a different direction during season two. I found some new favorite podcasts and I started listening to things that have a much calmer tone. So we're going to just slow it down a little bit so that this can be relaxing for you. And we're going to discuss different topics all in one episode instead of each episode being all about just one thing. And I will finally have guests on this podcast. I know I said that last season. I was still kind of new at it. So as I always say, let's just jump right in and let's get started. All right, you guys. So I just want to start off by saying I hope that you're having a really magical week. Speaking of magic, we're going to discuss that a lot more this season. I know I kind of promised that at the beginning of when I created this podcast. So we have so much to catch up on and talk about. So I just want to say that if you're like me and you enjoy, listening in the car or maybe outside you have a little nook that you like to go to, or a bath, or even a shower. You know, I have found a few new podcasts that I just love. I started using the Calm app. You guys, it is so worth the money. I implore you to get it. I'm not paid to say that. It's $75, I believe, a year. And a friend introduced me to it. And I knew what it was. But like most things, I just didn't try it out. And then once I did, I was hooked. So they're so calming. And I love, listening to audiobooks. And then I realized that I need that calming voice and what I like about it. And then I realized there was really no reason for me to talk so quickly. In all of my podcasts, I usually do that. Not always, but sometimes, because I just get to talking so much and my ideas all run into each other. And we're just going to try to do better about that, because I want to be relaxing and calming to you, because that's, to me, what these podcasts are for, at least the ones that I enjoy and that I want to be like and emulate. Like I said, there's so much to talk about. Let's see, I want to start off maybe by what all has been going on with me lately. I had an audition. I know we like to discuss theater. I auditioned for The Little Mermaid, which was last year supposed to actually happen, and then COVID happened, of course, and it put it off. And I was a little concerned because you had to be under 30 to audition, and I practiced and practiced and practiced. Other than knowing the song by heart, because, we know all the Disney songs. It's just part of being a girl, I think, growing up. So finally, they were able to do it. They even had to stop doing, my son was a part of the Frozen, the musical. And then they had to stop doing that. I may have or may not have mentioned that in previous episodes. Oh goodness, I hope you guys aren't as tired as I am. So yeah, he never got to finish that summer camp and finish that play. And so I'm hoping that they do that soon. So anyways, when I heard that they were going to be doing the auditions again, I thought, well, I'm 31 now. Yes, we're discussing age now, I guess. So now everyone knows how old I am, which is something I think you should be proud of. Anyways, I enjoy my age very much. And they told me that I was welcome to audition, and it was fine because it was put off, for a year anyways. And I was nervous. And I'm going to say that it felt so good to be back in a room auditioning. That's the maybe the fourth ever type of room audition, anything like place that I've ever been in. And it was so beautiful, you guys. I mean, just being around like-minded and similar people alone, I thought, even if I don't, you know, get this part, it is so worth it just to go and to try. And as nervous as I was, I met a lot of amazing people, and I thought I did my best. I sang Part of Your World, and as you know, you don't, if you do theater, you don't have to sing a song from the musical. You can sing something that is just, you know, similar. And I can't stop yawning, you guys. This is not okay. I don't know if the springtime or summertime allergies are getting to you guys, but between that and being tired, when I say I hope you're having a magical week, that's not what I mean. So every time that this happens, I kind of have to go ahead and pre-apologize. You might hear me yawning and sniffling, and I don't mean to do that. So I will try my best not to. So whenever I went to sing my song, I felt like I did the best job I had ever done. And as nervous as I was really content and happy with my audition. You know, there's something about that when you go in there and you always compare yourself to everyone else and you think, I'm not as good as them. And then when you get up there and you do an amazing job, I don't know about you guys, but I do better under pressure, actually. So I felt content and happy with the way that I did and my performance. I don't think I could have asked for a better performance, actually. We did a little bit of acting and things, and like I said, I met so many wonderful people. I ended up not getting the part of Ariel, which was a little disappointing, but I wasn't that surprised because the girl who did get it, I went and saw play Belle in Beauty and the Beast with Abel when he was younger, my son Abel, and she's just phenomenal. She's also an ice skater, a little intimidating. Once she got up there, you know, it's pretty apparent. Oh no. I'm yawning again. I bet this is making you guys yawn. I'm sorry. As you guys know, I usually record when my kids are asleep, but I'm gone and they're asleep, which means it's early and I'm very tired still. I'm just drinking my coffee. So, once you have someone who's just at that level, you know, they look the part, they're young, they're beautiful, their acting is impeccable, and then when they sing, if they get a standing ovation, it's just really apparent that no one can compete with that. So I kind of knew she was going to get it. But I did always, as I do, ask how, you know, can I improve on myself? Why, you know, I'm not like, hey, why did I not get the part? I just want to know, what do I need to do differently? And they said, well, the boy who ended up getting the part of Prince Eric is 17. And it just wouldn't look believable. If it were someone that were closer to my age, then it would have been fine. So I think that was the biggest thing going against me. If, you know, if she had not, oh goodness, gotten that part. So then I think the other thing was just sometimes I get down on myself because I have a lack of like formal training. I didn't really get to grow up with a ton of that. And so I want to take some just kind of voice strengthening classes during the summer. You know, even if I don't think I need it, they might see something or something. They thought I did a really phenomenal job. Just, I think that my age hurt. And there were older girls trying to play Ariel too, which made me feel better. And I was so self-conscious about it. And they said, no, it wasn't a problem. I thought maybe my braces were going to be a problem. No, not at all. So, I just want to encourage everyone who does theater, you know, just because you don't get a part does not mean that you shouldn't continue trying and doing it. It wouldn't be the first time. I think I told you guys whenever I auditioned for Quilters and you know, if there may just be some tiny thing, even if you do a great job, that just isn't what they're looking for that particular part, and that's all right. But it felt good just to jump back in and kind of remind everybody who they're dealing with. So, let's see what else. My new job. So as you guys know, I do photography. We're not just going to discuss myself here the entire time, but I think it's very interesting. I said we're going to discuss, you know, magic more. Well, speaking of magic, I got a job. Drum roll, please. Playing princesses, like at events and parties. I have been doing Cinderella almost every time so far. But you guys, I have got all the dresses and the wigs.
Oh, no.
Okay, I've got to stop doing these podcasts so early in the morning. The sun's barely come up. It's really a magical hour. But not for my head. My head feels like it's not awake yet. So it was a fun process. Going through the kind of basically like an audition and a background check and an interview. I met this amazing girl named Charlotte Claire, who we call Cece. She's basically the head princess, and she was basically who I shadowed. And sometimes they'll do charity organizations. I'm going to do a little plug here and let you guys know I'm going to order some cards soon. I should have done that already. But my amazing boss, her name is Laura. She's done acting and makeup her entire life. She's traveled. Her entire family is in the theater business. I guess you could say, yeah, theater would be the correct word for it. If you're looking for any kind of character, and it does not just have to be a princess, they do fairies and unicorns, and there's stuff for boys. They are called the Enchanted Princesses. They are out of Birmingham, Alabama, and you can look up their website. They have a Facebook page. You can follow their Instagram. Charlotte Claire, you can find her, try to look her up. She's on my Instagram. Go to my Linktree. And she has a lot of amazing stories that she posts. And I mean, like the Instagram stories, the little videos. I have some. I love studying the parts. I was just so excited to get started doing that. And at first I started it basically as like a charity thing that I wanted to do, and it turned out, you know, to be a paid gig. So it's been a lot of fun. I have done maybe, I don't know, maybe around like 5 so far, and I started back in, I want to say February or March, so that's pretty good. I am now basically the go-to girl for my area. So if you're around Northeast Alabama in the United States, and I say that because I have a lot of listeners around the world, you know, I am who is available to do your event or party or charity event. And every now and then I might do something, like I said, as a charity. It depends on what it is. But we read books. I have all the books and everything you need, and I give out tiaras. And we practice curtsying and table manners. And we always sing the song. So it's like I'm a little girl all over again. I'm getting to make these little girls' dreams come true. If you guys could just see the way that they look at us, it makes my whole, it just lights up their whole world. It just makes my whole life, you know. And my children think it's so wonderful when they see me dress up, and I'm trying to not, you know, stunt their little imaginations and kind of ruin it for them. Luckily, my daughter Evelyn hasn't really had an issue with that. She just sees, oh, mommy's dressing up like a princess. She actually, funny story, had a Mary Poppins tea party themed birthday back in May. That was a lot of fun. Cece played Mary Poppins. You know, I got a discount. She did such a good job. You just can't beat her. Singing the Mary Poppins songs, which are not easy to do. Luckily, she teaches theater at a middle school in Birmingham, so that's how she, you know, gets to practice the songs all the time and everything. And she had the accent, and it was just wonderful. It was right up my alley, getting to throw a tea party. you know, it was just, it was great. And there were lots of hats and pearls and gloves and little girls there and everything. So, we rented a place and Dad helped, and I still have an overflow of tea party decorations. So, like I said, I just really have enjoyed my new job. It's obviously it's part-time, but I post videos singing the Disney songs, and it's kind of been a little while since I've done it, but I think my favorite one, my favorite two that I really want to do is Merida and Tinkerbell. And Merida is my favorite princess, if you're not that familiar with her. And she's a Scottish princess, and she's just really vibrant. She's got the red hair and the freckles. And anyway, so you guys just check that out. If you're having anything like that and you need something, just let me know. And we're going to take just a small break and do a little ad here, just kind of to let you guys know how I've been doing this, and then we'll get back to the program. Okay, guys, I hope that was informational, and we are back. So I want to kind of backtrack just a little bit and talk a little bit more about the Calm app and explain a little bit of what they offer. Again, I'm not being paid to do this. I just try to help you guys out. They have got sleep stories, lullabies, daily reflections. You can literally just put in how you're feeling every day. You can add like a reminder at a certain time of the day where you kind of check in and say, this is how I'm feeling, so that you can go back, look at your calendar and see, okay, this was the week I was having a bad time. Does this have anything to do with like the fluctuations of the moon? I don't know about you guys. I do that. I'm a really spiritual person, so I feel differently when the moon is in its different phases. You know, it's wonderful when there's a new moon. Sometimes whenever it's a full moon, I can be a little restless and even get a little, I don't want to say depressed, but in my own head a lot. That reminds me that I found out a lot more about being an empath during researching all of that. I don't know if I've discussed that before, but I want to get into that a little bit more in a moment once we have finished what we're talking about, which is the Calm app. So I've been really, really into like sea shanties and just pirate ships, ghost ships, treasure, lighthouses. I told you guys about the audiobook I listened to last summer that had a lot to do with the lighthouses. I've recently acquired a little glass trinket lighthouse that I just love on the coast. I found it at the thrift store, put it in my bathroom, which I scrubbed for 5 hours the other day. I just love having things neat and clean and organized, and you know, don't always have the time for that now. So anyways, they have got sea shanty themed lullabies, you guys. There's anything that you could want. So if you pay for the prescription, and I think I said it's about $75 a year, you just go in and you can save all these things. You just search and save them to your favorites. You can heart them, and they upload new material. There's celebrities on there. Now, I can't say that I care very much about the celebrities. That's usually not the thing that I'm looking for. But they do choose people with really calming, soothing voices. One of my favorite things is to find people that have an Irish accent or stories about trains traveling through Scotland. The sleep stories are just really wonderful. I will take a little melatonin, lay down early at night, and put in my ear pods and just drift away. And it is so, oh my goodness, it's so nice to these stories. So I recently started therapy again as well. We can discuss that. I'm not a licensed therapist, but I would like to give any kind of hope that my therapist has given to me of understanding more about spirituality and just myself and helping my life because I love the human mind and how it works and our emotions. So if I can kind of give you guys the advice that he has given to me throughout the season, then I will do that, certainly. And I just deal with like anxiety and, you know, those like bad thoughts that come into any of our brains. And so sometimes that little bit of calm, it just really helps me. And I've said that before, between my audiobooks or the music that I listen to, try out the Calm app. So the next thing that I wanted to kind of bring up also was I found a really wonderful circle of people. I've been dealing a lot with kind of who's in my circle, who my friends are, because they all offer something really, really great. They're just wonderful, deep thinkers, and they're into the same things that I'm into, and they have pointed out to me, you know, the intellectual inside of me, and that I am an empath, and I've learned what that means. And if you don't know what that means, it basically means that you feel things deeper than most other people feel. My head feels like it's like falling apart, but you just get really, really upset whenever something bad happens because you feel the emotions of other people. So sometimes your energy will actually get drained and you feel like a lack of energy because it takes so much out of you just feeling other people's emotions. You can read people really well. You know when they're lying. You're very intuitive. Usually you're more of a sensitive type of person, if that makes sense. And once I learned more about this, I had to kind of dive more into it and learn more because it makes so much sense that that's how I am. And I think a lot of people who enjoy things like this, like me, are the same. You guys, I think there's probably a lot of you out there who are also empaths. And it sounds, it may sound a little strange to those of you who aren't, but so if that sounds like you, there's a lot of informational videos. This is gonna sound silly, but actually on TikTok, I've grown to really love TikTok. It's got everything you can imagine on there. So don't let the silly dancing videos fool you. You can find a lot of really, really great spiritual things on there. Or I love witch talk. No, I don't think that I'm a witch. but there is a podcast I've recently started following. I think it's called The Witchcast. I love all things about like nature and green witches. And, you know, I'm a big follower of Christ. So I don't believe, I don't follow, you know, anything that I feel to be like satanic, but I am, like I said, very spiritual and in tune with the nature, and I'm really into herbs, and I believe that there is something different out there. I'm the type of person who I believe in anything, that anything can exist and be possible. So I think that it's really cool and neat how some women are so in tune with the moon and nature that they kind of call themselves like green witches, and the things they can do with herbs and, you know, channeling your energy and bringing karma and all the good things to you. I completely believe in that. I believe that there's the possible existence of, you know, certain things that most people probably don't believe in. And looking back, I probably would have thought I was crazy too if I heard myself now, but I believe most things that are considered taboo or aren't real probably are. You guys may know that I'm really into fairies. My children are into fairies. I really hate, as much as I love Ireland, and I think I've said before, I've spoken on how over in Celtic like communities and religions and things, they believed fairies to be mischievous and almost like frightening because they would steal their children, and people would in very, very old times actually leave their babies out. I know I've talked about this before, but they would leave their sick children, babies, out in the woods to die in the cold because they were convinced that they were a fairy changeling and that the fairies would bring their real child back. Of course, the children would die. Now, I don't believe in like that, but I believe there's a possibility that the veil is thinner in certain times and areas. And I really believe in the quote that those who don't believe in magic will never find it. You'll never see it. You know what I mean? You have to be open to the possibility of it. And so that reminds me, I also want to tell you guys about the trip that we recently took. You guys know I love discussing travel. We took another little romantic getaway, which I've discussed, I think, maybe in two other podcasts. We went and stayed at a Hobbit house. I want to get more into fantasy this season, if I can. Maybe not in every single episode, but it was my husband Randy's birthday. It was someplace I found, yes, on TikTok. And I love the photos of it. It's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And it's basically a dirt house. My only complaint about it was, if you're a J.R.R. Tolkien fan, which my husband's a massive fan, or The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, which he got me in 2 years ago, then you'll know that the Hobbits are meticulously clean, and just particular about things. And this is a primitive home. I think that it would not... Yes, it was a dirt home. I think it probably would have been a little bit more clean, and there wouldn't have been certain holes in the floor and things like that, if you know what I mean. Because Bilbo would not have had that. Bilbo Baggins would not have had that. But, you know, there were a lot of other details, like the sign on the door and things that really made it feel like it was, you know, straight out of the Shire. And whereas most people are going to the beach, and I know I said that I like nautical things right now. I'm sharing a lot of that to my favorites on my Instagram stories. Go follow Little House in the Forest. _ forest. And I'm into like the dark, you know, sea and mermaids and maybe not your typical stuff. Like, I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean. I just found my son an amazing old copy of Treasure Island. You know, when I take our trips, we always go to antique stores and we look for old books to add to our kids' libraries. And I found a few good ones. So I found Treasure Island, and had found a few books before by that author, and I'm excited for him to start reading it, and he has recently started it. So I like things like that. I enjoy imagining like New England, the coast up north. You know, I think I've probably touched on that before and said that, because we want to travel there one day whenever we, you know, the kids aren't so small. And I just imagine, you know, this rocky shoreline with the lighthouses and the gray waves and the wind. And you don't have all that hustle and bustle. And I want to go eat clam chowder and sailing and, you know, just things like that with the seagulls. And that's my idea of a beach. Now, I know I should be kicked out of Alabama. I can't help that that's where I was born. But I am not one of those people that feels like I need to run off to the beach. Everyone here goes to Panama City or Gulf Shores. And if you're native to this area, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And being that COVID is basically over and it is summertime and school's out, it seems that everyone is on vacation at the beach right now. And everyone's complaining about the crowds and how busy it is and things like that. And I used to enjoy that when I was younger, but being the empath that I am, I think that it's really draining to me. Big crowds, and we have a much better time just taking a few days and going somewhere secluded. It was out in the woods. There was a lake and ducks, and the ducks would just come right up to you and let you feed them. I wanted to pick one up. They weren't that friendly. There was this hilarious goose that would chase us and honk at us because it was very protective of the ducks. It had this very cottagecore feel to it. There was a putt-putt right there connected to the house, and funny story, that's because it came from Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. They supposedly claim to have invented golf in the book by hitting orc heads. Randy explained that to me. But so there was a little boat where you could go out on the water. We didn't because it was locked up, but they have weddings nearby. The bathroom was in a different location on the land. And you had to shower at the bridal suite if you stayed more than one night, and we did, so we got to do that. There was like a treehouse nearby Airbnb. That's also where we found this place. If you would like to go find it, I've had a lot of people ask, where is this? You know, they want to look it up. Go through Airbnb. It's the only way you can book it and find it. And Jackie is the host. Love Airbnb. I've looked before at their stuff in other places. When we thought we were going to go to Montana last year, we thought about staying in a treehouse then. There was also a Nantucket Airbnb nearby that we looked at, and we would take walks, and there were fairy gardens and fairy lights up, and a little window unit air conditioner, thank goodness, because I mean, I enjoy camping, but I do have to have my creature comforts a little bit. I mean, I am a princess, quite literally. And you know, it just had this little bed, and it did have a like a ladder and a loft and a mini fridge, and where we could keep our food, and a tiny little closet, neat little rug and fireplace. There were trees and dragons everywhere and little just touches. When we walked into the big round door, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You know, that's just completely, you can't mistake that from The Hobbit. They had The Hobbit song playing from the soundtrack, and it was just so magical and peaceful, and we really enjoyed that. So we went hiking. I would say take some hiking boots. I did not take mine. I brought tennis shoes, and I'm not really a big tennis shoes person unless like I have to have it for working out, and I planned on getting a little bit of working out done. You know that this was just for us. We don't really take the kids on a lot of these trips. We hiked to see a few different waterfalls every day that we were there. And we found this one place that was built, they said, probably anytime after 500 AD. And it's really amazing how they preserved these places, the rocks. I'm proud of myself because I, you know, busted my knee all up and it was bleeding. And I did not complain, not one time. I enjoy hiking as long as it's the way that I like to do it, if that makes sense. You know, I wore just a little comfortable dress and with pockets, you know, where I could keep my things. And I have a little backpack that I wore with this adorable pattern on it, and which reminds me of some of the things we brought back for the kids. We found some corn cob pipes, which they're not corn cob, but, you know, in the books, you know, Gandalf has his pipe. They all kind of have pipes. I tried to keep my things that I brought back for the children kind of in theme, because as far as they were concerned, because they didn't understand the Airbnb business, they just kind of thought, we're just going to this magical Hobbit land, you know, Lord of the Rings. My son, you know, being that he's 9, he knows the most about it. So I did bring him back like a Time magazine that was Lord of the Rings. My other son, Wallace, the baby, who's 2 now, he used to play with my antique pipes and would chew on them and mess them up. So I kind of had to put them up somewhere. And I found him a miniature pipe, and it was the most adorable thing. And Abel got the bigger pipe. No, they don't smoke out of it. It's just kind of for looks. It sits on his little library shelf, and they enjoy that. And I brought them back some fairy houses I found. We went to a nursery, a garden nursery. I bought some ivy. I want to plant it. I was really inspired, as I am every time we take a trip, by the garden there, the English ivy that was growing up everywhere all over the trees. If it were up to me, it would grow up the house, but Randy doesn't care for it that much. So they are a little expensive. I'm taking care of it. I'm now a plant mom because it takes a lot of work, But it's beautiful. Right now it's hanging up. I'm going to plant it and let it grow up my trees. And just, I guess, accumulate more as time goes by. I love English ivy. I think they also had some Swedish ivy, but that can be for another time. So anyways, that's some of the things that we brought back. Also, the children love little, like, stones. I don't know what it is about when you go anywhere, but they always have, do you know what I'm talking about? These magical, smooth-looking crystals and rocks, and they just love that. They collect them. You know, they think you can wish on them or you can put them in on the fairy trail. We have been working really hard on our fairy trail. Just adding things. There's now a little hobbit door put up and a sign that says fairy trail and little villages that are accumulating around. And I've got glow-in-the-dark paint I put up. And we have the lights, but my husband works out of town a lot during the summertime, so he hasn't had time to put those up, but they are solar. They had those next to the Airbnb. They actually put them up in the trees, and I never thought about putting the solar panel up in the tree. I always kind of thought it had to go on the ground, so it just gave me good ideas. So back to the waterfalls. I feel so in tune with my surroundings when I'm there. I took off my shoes. I put my feet in the water. It was so cold, and it wasn't hot, at least not the first day. It's hot, but when you're literally climbing down a mountain, it's misty and foggy, and there's a lot of shade. And so we were never in the sun that day, because the closer you get to the waterfall and the water, or there's a few different waterfalls, the cooler it gets, and that's what I enjoy. The stones were very moss covered. It felt like I was an Outlander, and I just always wonder, like, what exists out here in these caves. And you know, I lately have been watching documentaries on, like, real life fairy sightings and things like that, and I know you probably think that I'm crazy, but I am a little bit of a misfit, and I just couldn't help but think these photos would be perfect for me to photography-wise Photoshop for advertising. Tinkerbell, you know, I can put her, you know, in her, I can put myself in her costume in that photo, and how magical it just really, really was. And all I could think of was all the people sweating at the beach, you know, and the sticky sand and fighting off crowd. And I'm just so much more happy when I'm there. And you know, climbing, I'm proud of myself. It's a great workout. And I wish it wasn't so, so hot, because I was running so much this year and working out and walking and getting my exercise in. And now I feel like I have less time to do that around our lake because of the heat. And I may not have that time available once it cools off, you know, with the kids and things. So I have gained 5 pounds back. I haven't been very happy about that because I worked so hard to get it off. I'm about to have some work done though, so I'm hoping that that will help. So still just really been working hard on myself, in enjoying therapy. Some of the things that I learned in there was, we discussed guilt and shame. Did you know that guilt is something that you feel bad about that you did? And shame is something that you feel bad about because you feel like there's something wrong with you, if that makes any sense. So I've learned that I don't feel guilt very much, but I do feel a lot of shame. And I think that we all encounter that. So I would encourage you, the way that my therapist encouraged me, to just make a little list. You can do it on your phone or however. Each time you feel shame, and you may not realize it, say, okay, I didn't get the house clean. I didn't do this with the kids. I didn't get this part. You know, this didn't happen because, I want you to realize that it's probably because you feel shame about yourself, that there is something wrong with you, not the guilt. Not, you know, he said it's easier to fix something you're guilty about. You can admit that you were wrong, you did something wrong, I can fix it, I can make it better. But when you feel shame, whenever I feel shame during the day, because there was a task I didn't complete, or, you know, how I am feeling. And he wanted me to keep up with that, make a little list, and realize, okay, I understand these feelings. This is what happened. And it was because I was feeling shame about myself. But remember that there is nothing wrong with you. You can fix it. And I hope I can add those little, you know, just clippets of wisdom maybe at the end of our episodes. I want to say sessions, but let that be just a light, something for you to think about. So I want to wrap up this episode by saying that, you know, I do not plan on discussing myself in every episode, but I wanted to just touch base with everyone and let all my listeners kind of know what's been going on with me lately, and all the good. And I want to say, I hope that you guys have, like I mentioned earlier, just a magical week. And remember to listen to all the things that fill your heart and your mind and allow you to explore and just tune out all the bad and the negativity. And remember to get outside and take time for yourself. Do some reading, you know, maybe write some poetry, even if it's something that you don't think you're very good at. My friend just came out with her second poetry book, and I haven't had a lot of time to write on my book because I have been doing more poetry, and I read a little bit of that to you guys. So I did promise a When Calls the Heart episode. We're going to get into that. I hope to have some guests on that episode. And I plan on doing these a lot more often. And I'm feeling a lot more like myself after some soul searching and changing that was going on this year. So I think I'll be doing these more often like I was last year, over a period of 6 months. So we will do a When Calls the Heart episode. Not a magical topic, I know, but sticking with the historical thing we had last season. It just wrapped up. If you're a fan, you know that that was a big, big deal. That season, that finale, I had feelings about it. So we'll see how a few people feel about it. Maybe that's what we'll discuss next time. And other than that, I hope you guys have just a really great day. And I hope that in some way that this helped you guys. Even if you don't believe in the topics we discuss or you don't care about it, I just hope that my voice can be soothing to you while you're maybe cooking or cleaning or whatever it may be. So take some time for yourself. Have a great day, you guys. I love all, each and every one of my listeners. I'm so, so happy to be back. And goodbye from the Gilded Time Traveler.